The perception of violence at Black Lives Matter protests across the country this year does not reflect what's really happening at those demonstrations. That's according to a study by the University of Connecticut. WSHU's Ebong Udama has details.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says there were 100 days of violence and destruction in cities across the country this past summer. Jeremy Pressman heads the Crowd Counting Consortium at UConn that collects publicly available data on demonstrations. He says this year's demonstrations were the most widespread in U.S. history, but there was little or no violence at most of them.
What we found demonstrates that the protests are more peaceful, or have been more peaceful in that time period than people often give them credit for or talk about.
Pressman says there were more than 7,000 separate Black Lives Matter anti-racism events across the country in May and June. 96% of them had no property damage, and 98% had no injuries reported. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.